Blog Talk Radio.
King Jr. and People's Day, which is on January the 18th, which is this coming Monday, and we are so excited that across the country, this pioneer of civil rights activism who challenged the nation to do right, to do justly concerning people of color. We want to talk about the man, his method, his message, and his method. It made a difference. He challenged everybody to be a part of creating a beloved community. And we want to really focus on that because it's so important. I personally try to practice the principles and the legacy of this man on a daily basis. He was an individual that was so committed to living out his vision, a vision that just didn't give in to the structural injustices that existed, but he took a firm and a bold step to raise up and to empower the masses to make a difference. And I can say that from the standpoint of being a proud product of the 60s, that it really was a time where he literally called America to repent and to change its way of segregation and separation and Jim Crow and brutality. Police brutality to do the right thing concerning basically at that time what they were referred to as colored people. And he was such a profound individual to the extent that all over this land and around the world on Monday, many will be celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And we here at the Martin Luther King Jr. Way Coalition, we want to do everything we can to help to carry out his extensive principles of inclusion. This is one of the reasons why we believe that our vision, which is that we believe in an inclusive community in which person is loved and valued, regardless of any differences, and is empowered to participate and have a voice and effect positive change in their community. That's what it's about. And we'll work tirelessly to create a sustainable democracy that is led and owned by the people. One in which the people have timely access to the information and expense needed for governance. Advocate for this vision and challenge. If necessary, those individuals and systems of power that stand in the way of building the beloved community across this nation and right here in Harrisonburg, we pledge ourselves to the purpose and the legacy of this man of creating a beloved community. You know, as we think about this man, the man, Dr. Martin Luther King, there's so many things you can say about him. A true disciple of Christendom, a true disciple of humanity, a true disciple of making a difference. That by being different, he did not just accept business as usual. He literally challenged the powers of darkness to come to the light. And he did that with mass solidarity marches that happened, going into various places like Birmingham and Selma. And yes, where he was slain in behalf of standing up for sanitation workers, Memphis, Tennessee. We must never forget this voice, because this voice gave us a choice that we don't have to accept, look at ourselves as inferior versus the superior way of trying to belittle people and make people feel less of even being considered a man. He challenged individuals and freedom fighters to literally board buses, to sit down in demonstration and counters, to be able to challenge places and proprietors to consider inclusion instead of exclusion. Jim Crow and segregation was not, even though it may have seemed to have been the order of the day, it was not the order of the day. It was not the way. It was not what it took to have a society of only white power and white privilege and prestige principles. No, he literally stood head to toe in the face of opposition to make a difference. And we give a special thanks to this man and to his family that have carried on that legacy. And we have the opportunity to do likewise. Many communities around the country, to my thousand, have had street renamings where they have named a major intersection, like we've done here in Harrisonburg, in honor of this man as a symbol of inclusion, a symbol that stands against structural injustices, as a beacon of light, a highway of freedom, where all can be contributors to a just and a better society. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, human progress. Yes, we must never omit the opportunity that we're in the oasis of promoting human progress. He said human progress is neither automatic nor inedible. Every step towards the goal of justice requires sacrifice, suffering, and struggle. The tireless exertions and passionate concerns of dedicated individuals, the job done. You know, when you think about the dogs, the viciousness of being bitten, and singing the song, ain't gonna allow nobody to turn me around. The water hose, fire hoses that were sprayed with pressure so forceful would literally knock you down. But the fire that was burning in the hearts of humanity, fires that was burning in the hearts to make a change for human rights, could not be put out by any water. He stood to make a difference. And I want to challenge you, don't take January the 18th as just another day to, as a day off, but make it a day on. Make it a day where you stand up for the principles of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. This man was unique when it came to standing up for human progress. This man was wonderful in making a statement against the viciousness of racism. Yes, and militarism and economic exploitation. He was unique. You know, when we think about this man, he was wonderful in who he was and what he done. I like to say that he had a vision. He had a vision and a prophetic vision concerning his death. He knew that things were changing. And he said that when he got into Memphis and some began to say that threats or talk about the threats that were out, what would happen to him from some of our, as he said, my sick white brothers, he said it like this here. He said, well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it doesn't matter with me now to the mountaintop, and I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and he's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land. And I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Because my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, he spoke this prophetic message. I've been to the mountaintop on April the 3rd, 1968. It was his final speech, his final sermon at the Mason Temple in Memphis, Tennessee. He was called to Memphis, Tennessee to help in the struggle. Yes, in Memphis, where over 1,000 sanitation workers were on strike. He was there to make a difference. Yes. And that difference made a statement. A statement that took his life at the Lorraine Motel Hotel balcony. Whereas today, as a historic site, it still resonates with people how this man's message of love, acceptance, and forgiveness rings loud and clear today. We must commit ourselves, and those of you that are listening to this program today, let us dedicate ourselves to the principles of the modern day prophet who challenged us to have a better and a more just society, a society that is one that is full of inclusiveness, a society that is called the beloved community, a society where everybody is somebody, and nobody is left behind, that we work together, that the viciousness of white power and white racism does not rule society. It is not a society that is overcome by doing evil towards humanity, that we will work together for a just society. And yes, we will let justice roll down like a mighty river to make a difference. I can truthfully say, brothers and sisters, that this prophet of nonviolence, peaceful administration was key in my life. As a young man who left home at the age of 14, who migrated into gangs as a sense of security and family to survive, I learned the violent ways. But after seeing the death of Mark Clark and Fred Hampton, gunned down by the viciousness of assassination, doom and gloom men who literally killed them for the principles of unity and for self-defense, gunned down, I felt that this was something that was horrible. But yet, that was just one of the horrible acts that happened within the 60s. Not only assassination of those individuals, but the assassination of Martin Luther King, the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and of course, the assassination of who we're talking about today, the prophet Martin Luther King Jr. I turned toward his message of nonviolence because I've seen that violence has a way of begetting violence. And I saw that in the midst of dogs, in the midst of fire hoses, in the midst of unruly billy clubs, these individuals stood, was able to say, in spite of it all, we shall overcome. And I know, my brothers and sisters, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, whatever your challenges are, we shall overcome. Because as we stand together, as we work together, as we live in the commitment of unity, we shall overcome. Yes, there's a difference in the area of economic equality and the economic exploitation that exists today. We must work together to create a living wage so that people who work will not work only providing from hand to mouth. We must work so that everybody can at least have a living wage, that we don't have to live in a society where there's rich versus poor, with the seemingly constant bombardment and the eradication of the middle class. We must stand together so that it is not just for some or none, but that we all can have a fair share. We all can get a piece of the pie and even move up to the realm of being able to help together. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. But we must be so committed to making a difference. We can do it. No, we must not stop here. We must realize that this man, he spoke, and that was his reason to be happy, to live in the period that he lived in. that we have been forced to a point where we're going to have to grapple with the problems that men have been trying to grapple with. We are survivors, and we're not going to allow. No longer can we just talk about being, no longer should we have to make a choice between violence and nonviolence in this world. It's nonviolence or non-existence is what Dr. King said. This is where we are at today. And also in the human rights revolution, we must not give in to those who are prophets of damnation and exclusion and who wants to build walls of separation. It's something that we got to be committed to, something that isn't done in a hurry. Yes, the long years of separation and poverty, it almost seems like we live in a world that is doomed, but we must stand together to make a difference. And that is why on January the 18th, 2016, starting at 11:30, we'll be celebrating this man and his message and his methods of being committed to the people. We call it People's Day. Yes. And many communities around the nation will be celebrating the vision of this apostle of nonviolence. We as a coalition, the Martin Luther King Jr. Way Coalition, we'll be having a solidarity march that will start at 11:30 with Ronnie Brandon, who will be delivering the I Have a Dream speech right out in the parking lot of the Emmanuel Episcopal Church parking lot on Main and Martin Luther King Jr. Way. And after that presentation, we'll march along Martin Luther King Jr.'s Way to Memorial High on High Street and back in solidarity with those who are and have been marching throughout the country in the spirit of those who marched more than 50 years ago. Solidarity is the key in the midst of all the division, of all the political haters and greed mongers. We'll stand in the spirit of liberty, justice for all, and proclaim that we're marching for people because it's People's Day in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And when we come back from our march, we will assemble on the inside of Emmanuel Episcopal Church, and we're here from Voices. Yes, from 12:30 to 1:30, we'll hear voices of the people, of the community, who will be speaking. We'll hear from men, women, and youth. Yes, it is going to be a wonderful festive day. It'll be a day where people from the community will have an opportunity to share the importance of Dr. Martin Luther King's life and legacy at work in their own life and their vision for how we can carry forth his vision for a beloved community right here in Harrisonburg, right here in the state of Virginia and the nation. We'll hear and we'll see a display of love action, the pillars of this beloved community. And then we're doing something else unique. We're going to have a multicultural potluck meal from 1:30 until. We'll share a multicultural potluck meal at Emmanuel Episcopal Church while participating in self-organized movement building. We're excited because Monday will not be a day off to set aside. It'll be a day on. A day on standing on the foundations of community, which is unity. A day on for walking in the foundation of the beloved community. Free from the evil triplets of racism, militarism, and economic exploitation. I want to challenge you to come out. I want to challenge you, wherever you are, to find yourself meditating on this prophet of nonviolence. Make it a day where you can rededicate and recommit yourself to the principles of nonviolence and peacemaking. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. And find yourself striving to be a peacemaker. Find yourself with a willingness to be a peacemaker everywhere. Yes, acting courageously every day. Find yourself willing to be committed to carrying on the tenets of this apostle of love. We here in Harrisonburg will be doing that. And wherever you are, I would call on you to do the same thing. Wherever you are, I would encourage you to stand up and strive to be different on that day, regardless of where it may be. Wherever you are assembled, I call on you. If it's in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, just Jackson, Mississippi, or even Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free. We want to live in the spirit of unity and peace and love and acceptance and forgiveness. I hope I inspired you today that on Monday, January the 18th, don't let it be just another day at the start of the week, but let it be a day of inclusion where you can show somebody that you love. This has been Stan Macklin saying, it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook that makes the difference. This is what it's all about. This is what will carry you through. We love you and have a wonderful, beautiful weekend. And on Monday, take time to reflect on this apostle of love.